Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will it open the door to new understandings, but you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. In this way, you will see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back Kat Edwards. She's a clairvoyant medium, diploma life coach, civil funeral celebrant, a justice of the peace, spiritual teacher and mentor, public speaker and singer, writer and mom of four. Born in Scotland, Kat moved with her family to Australia when she was 4 years old. As a young child, she became aware of having some spiritual knowledge and began to have her first spiritual experiences at age 5. When she was 15, Kat bought her first deck of tarot cards and started to read for her friends. At age 24, she began to read professionally, and she has since gone on to read for thousands of people over the past 17 years. As a qualified life coach, Kat is able to mix her spiritual knowledge and abilities with her life coaching knowledge to give you a compassionate, informative, thought-provoking, and guided experience, which can be very helpful to assist you in your life direction. Kat specializes in helping you in your life direction and can see the potential in you even when you can't. Her life's purpose is to honor life and encourage success. That's the life in you and the success that's yours for the taking. Kat is a guidance style reader, which means she facilitates messages of support, guidance, and wisdom from spirit to you. Predictions may form part of the reading process. However, they are not the sole focus. And you may get a more interesting reading if you focus on life's purpose than on any specific questions. I'm going to give you her website in just a minute, and I'd encourage you to write it down because we have so many callers, we're not going to be able to get to all of you tonight, and there'll be more as the show goes on. In fact, the first 8 callers all came in within the first minute. And I encourage people to call at 7:15 when I have a 7:30 show, just to make sure you are able to be heard. Kat's website, and she spells her first name with a C, just like the animal, it's katedwardsclairvoyant.com. And for people that don't know how to spell clairvoyant, I will do it for you. C-L-A-I-R. V, like Victor, O-Y-A-N-T, KatEdwardsClairvoyant.com on the World Wide Web. So let me welcome Kat. Kat, once again, how are you tonight?
I'm really great. Thanks for having me along. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. Always enjoy the shows with you. And it's wonderful to count you amongst my friends. You're very dear to me. And we have...
Thank you, to me.
Oh, thank you. Well, I guess it takes one to know one, eh?
No, I think so.
Yeah. Anything new and exciting going on that you want to talk about before we go to this call line?
Yeah, sure. At the moment, I'm doing... I have some students, and we're doing a spiritual development course called the Halcyonic Method. And if anyone out there knows about Greek mythology, they'll know about the goddess Halcyon, who was turned into a kingfisher by Zeus. her love, she married a man and he was killed on the ocean, and she appealed to Zeus to bring him back, and Zeus said yes, but they had to both be kingfishers. So they became kingfishers together, but they couldn't lay their eggs and hatch them by the sea because the oceans would consume the eggs. So she appealed again to Zeus, and he calmed the waters and made the waters still during the kingfisher breeding season. And so the Halcyon is the peaceful one, and Halcyon means peace and it means wealth. And so I chose that name for the development course that I'm teaching because the whole aim of the course is to assist you in your ascension process. And there's a lot of interesting information out there about the ascension process that humanity and the Earth herself is going through. And, of course, a lot of people talk about it going into the fifth dimension. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to challenge people. I'm not here to sit with the status quo. So a couple of things that I would like people to consider is that the fifth dimension is actually the heart space, and that the heart chakra is actually the fifth chakra if you count the earth star chakra, which grounds us to earth. And so we're moving out of the third dimensional space, which is where the ego dominates, into the fifth dimensional space where the heart dominates. And the other part of that that I'd like to challenge is that a lot of spiritual teachers over the years have talked about being dismissive of the ego, killing the ego, treating the ego like it is the devil in you, so to speak. And I'd also like to challenge that and say that that is abhorrent.
Mm-hmm.
The ego is the infant self, and the infant in you is not someone to kill.
Right.
What would we do if we did that to all the infants that are around the world? Anyone with a heart feels absolutely aghast at the idea of an infant being abused. Yet we abuse our egos all the time. And then in return, our egos abuse us because an infant is a reactive survival animal. So the infant in you is the survival part of you. And all the lessons of the ego are the lessons that teach you how to grow into your heart space. Just as being around an infant makes you have to think more responsibly and makes you have to come out of your heart space to be able to cope and deal with it and grow and love that child, the infant in you is your greatest teacher. Your ego is your greatest teacher. So I'd ask people to stop beating their ego up and to start loving their ego as they would love a two-year-old child who thinks they're already a grown-up, and to give compassion to others who walk around in ego domination because they are infants in grown-up bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And if we imagine an infant having to take on the responsibility of an adult life, we can see why people get sick. We can see why people get tired. We can see why people are angry. And we can see why people are easily controlled and led. So to go into your ascension is to go into your heart space and habitually live in peaceful thought. It is there that you will find your way into your own personal spiritual evolution. And the process is learning to put your ego to sleep, not like you put a sick animal to sleep, but to rest that ego, to know that it can come out when you need to survive, that it's there. But otherwise, it feels safe enough to sleep. And when the ego is asleep, the heart can dominate. And when the heart is in meditation, contemplation, zoning out, daydreaming, then the soul can begin to dominate. And that is the goddess God state.
Uh-huh.
And we all have that as our birthright. But we don't know that because we have been tricked for so long into this dichotomy of hate your ego, yet feed your ego, which we get from, you know, retail, big commerce. You're not beautiful enough. Buy these clothes. Buy this makeup. You're not slim enough. Get these weight loss products. The not enough story is pretty much an ego feeding story, because you're in survival. And I mean, think about the bottom three chakras of the body, discounting the earth chakra for a moment, because of course that is the chakra under the sole of the feet. The base chakra is the sexual chakra. The sacral chakra at the navel is basically the chakra that deals with your digestion. And then the solar plexus chakra deals with your identity. And these three chakras make up the identity of the ego. And why would we turn around to our abdomen and say, well, you're wrong, I hate you? That's like the major functioning part of your body. We know that in the abdomen there is the gut flora, which is now recognized as the second brain of the body. So the body's intelligence is so highly important, yet we reject our ego, yet we feed our ego, yet we reject our ego, yet we feed our ego. So anyone who's been an abused child will know how difficult it is to suffer that abuse and crave the love at the same time. And that's what your ego does. It just wants to feel safe and secure. So let's lock up our bellies. Let's let our ego feel secure. Let's get healed. And let's get in our heart space. Let's get in habitual peaceful thought. And let's get into heart space domination, so our souls can start operating our lives and we can start living the goddess god state lives that we deserve. And if anyone wants to know more about that, then please get onto my website. You can check out my spiritual development course, The Halcyonic Method. It's online. There's a private Facebook group that goes with it, and I can assist you in getting into that place and getting into a more peaceful life.
Beautiful. Well, I think that was very interesting, and I think that a lot of people probably got a new way of looking at the ego, and it's interesting the way a lot of people have judged it as being the devil. But I love the metaphor that you make, and thank you very much for sharing. We should go to the phone lines now. We've got a lot of callers on the line, but I want to lay down the ground rule, folks. One question, that's it, okay? So choose wisely. We're going to try to keep the readings to about 5 minutes. Kat, don't worry about that, but that's just a suggested guideline. And so shall we go to the phone lines?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, our first caller is Lynn, and Lynn, you're live.
Thank you, David. Hi, Kat. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Kat, I'd like to know if you feel or see anything for a love relationship coming up for me.
Mm-hmm. So it's been a bit of a time between relationships for you, and it's not going to happen just now. There's a little bit of time that needs to go forward for you to get to that. But
yes.
Through challenging, you're how could I put this correctly? You're not going to meet somebody in a traditional way. As you grow, you're going to grow out of old thinking patterns and into ideas that give you a sense of delight. And in that process of development, I feel that that is where you will meet somebody you'll need them. I feel like when I focus on you, I see you going to like festivals or events or retreats, workshops, that sort of thing.
Oh,
and along the way,
I
can see you becoming part of a community and making relationships with people, friendships, relationships. But as you move through that, I can see someone special there for you in amongst that. But I would encourage you to start taking more of a step towards what makes your heart sing, because those aspects of you are where you need to go in order to find your tribe and the special one that you seek.
Okay. Oh, absolutely. It does. It really does. And that's what I've been thinking on for some time, and joining various groups and just getting involved in different group activities. And I've been, so you're confirming for me. Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you.
Before Lynn goes, I just want to say to take some advice from someone who's creative. There's some creative aspect to you, and that part needs to grow more. Okay? So get some advice or do some study around your creativity.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much. Thank you, Kat. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless, Lynn. Okay, our next caller is Donna. Donna, you're live.
Hi, thanks, Dave. Hi, Kat. I have kind of a similar question about my love life. Hi. I am talking to two guys. There's a Murtis and a Ray, but I haven't met them. And so I don't know if anything's going to develop between them or if someone else is coming into my life.
Okay. Donna, I can't quite understand you, and so I'm just going to confirm with you what you just said. You said that there's two guys that you're interested in. I don't know what you said after that, but you want to know if they're the one, if one of them is going to be right for you or if there's somebody else. Is that correct?
Right, that's correct. I haven't met either one of them, and so just talking to someone on the phone, it's hard to know, you know.
Okay, yeah. And you're right to be wary.
I would like to be married, yes.
No, she said you're right to be wary.
Oh, okay.
To be careful.
You.
You're right to be careful.
Yeah.
I can see an engagement ahead of you. And I can see somebody who will meet your needs. I also can see that your career is going to take off. I know that's not part of your question, but there's public recognition around your career and that your skills will be rewarded. So I think that the aspect of your relationship that you need to be aware of is that if this person is intimidated at all by your career, then they're not the right person for you. But if they are encouraging about you with your career and they're going to stand behind you, then they are the right person for you. I would like to see that you have a list of do's and don'ts as far as the relationship goes, and that includes habits, friends, family. Make sure that you've got a list of what you will accept and won't accept in a person. And I feel like you're quite cautious, fools rush in where angels fear to tread. And I think you've learned that one before. But I feel like one of these guys, when I was focusing on you, I felt like one of these guys was really, really nice on the outside, but a bit of a grub, you know, like he's a hoarder or he's got bad habits, you know, throws a towel on the floor, doesn't flush the toilet, just a bit of a grub. And I don't know if that's something that is acceptable to you. Unless he can afford to pay for a maid to come around behind him and clean up after him as he goes.
Uh-huh.
I feel like you need somebody who's keeping a certain level of standard, and because you're the way you're moving in your life is that you're moving up in status in the community. So you need somebody who can reach the heights that you need to reach alongside of you, or they're there and they're happy to help you come up to there as well. Or if you're already there, you're going higher, so you need to make sure that you've got a certain level with you. But hold back and meet them in person if you can, and observe. Be the observer. Don't let that heart dive in. Be the observer. Find out what you can about them. You'll find out by watching them eat. A lot of times you can see how people are by the way that they eat. And just be cautious. Have a look at their car, not necessarily get in, but you'll see if they're a grub by the way they look after inside of their car as well. And there's just certain things that you, as a mature woman, will know. Listen to your spidey sense, your gut instinct, but I feel like that you need to be the star of the show in this next relationship. Not in an ego-fed way, but, you know, the time's come for the career path to be focused on you and not on him. So he needs to be somebody who's happy where he is and is more than happy to help you be the person at the forefront as far as the career goes. But, yes, there is a relationship here that looks like it can go towards marriage for you.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Kat. I so appreciate this. Nice reading. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Donna, for calling. God bless.
God bless you, too.
Thank you, hon. Okay, our next caller is Julia. And, Julia, you are live.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, Julia. How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling about moving, relocating. And I've got a couple places in mind. I haven't gone to visit yet. That's like my next step. I'm considering Wilmington, North Carolina, or Chattanooga, Tennessee, as potentials. So I was going to see which would be like the best energetic fit for starting over.
Okay. Sorry, I can't really hear you very well, so I'm just going to repeat what you said to make sure I've got it in my head right. You're wanting to start over in life, you're wanting to move away, and you're considering North Carolina or Tennessee. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I'm going to pull some cards for you. Now, I'm not really... I know the southern state. I know North Carolina's on the coast. I don't know where Tennessee is. So... I've never been to Tennessee.
It's in the east. It's not on the...
Is it on the coast? It's not on the coast?
No.
Okay.
North Carolina.
I've been to the USA, but I haven't been to.
Is part of it on the coast, Julia?
It's inland. North Carolina.
Yeah,
is
that's
on
what
the
I...
Coast, but
yeah,
Tennessee
but
is inland.
Okay.
It's very far east. It's not far from the coast.
Okay. Look, I'm getting an equally good vibe from both of them. However, what I'm wanting to ask you is that you really need to make a decision based on the inner child and the happiness that you will experience by living there. So it's the lifestyle that I'm really feeling like I need to push with you. If you don't go for lifestyle, I don't think you'll be happy. So job, money, all of that aside, if you love the lifestyle that you could get in North Carolina, then that's the one for you. If you love the lifestyle in Tennessee, that's the one for you. Because when I asked Spirit which one was the for your higher good, I got both. No wonder you're in a conundrum. So now that I'm pulling cards, I'm seeing that you're needing to move. I've got the cards saying too much going on at once, needing to make a decision, but need to consider a more playful approach, needing to open your eyes to new possibilities, that there is an important achievement around you, and there's self-discipline and willpower along with that, and that there's abundance, so there's work around the decision that you need to, the place that you need to go. So the message is stop procrastinating, do your research about the lifestyle. You've got the memories of childhood card here, which obviously means that this has to have some sort of nostalgic pull for you, and it also has to be happy because we've got the happy times card here, so it has to be happy. It has to be about a lifestyle for you. So, Julia, go back and look at the research. If you've gone on holidays to both of these areas, which one of those areas makes you feel like you're most alive, makes you feel like you want to be youthful again, makes you feel like your vitality is through the roof and you want to go and have a great time, that's where you need to be. And I feel like that's where you're going to be for the next 10, 15, 20 years of your life. You may even live out your old age in that area because it's so invigorating to be there. So that's the message for you. You need to consider what's the lifestyle and take advantage of that. The work will come. There will be good energy around the work. So it's not, if you go there because you think, it's going to be okay because I'm going to get a good job and good money and just focus on that, you'll never be happy. So take the inner child for a ride and go and see what that fun, curious element of you, that youthful state of you is saying, and there's your answer.
All right. Did you get a sense of like the timing, best timing?
Yeah, now. You need to do it now. You need to stop procrastinating. I get within the next, I get a three around you. So the next three days, weeks, or months. Don't see out the year where you are. You're going to begin to feel very withdrawn and closed, and go into a dark place if you stay where you are. There's too much good in you. We need you. We need your light in the world. So seek the light. Go where you shine the most.
Beautiful.
Okay,
thank
Julia.
You so much.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's wonderful.
Thank you,
David. I appreciate you. Wonderful. Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you for calling, Julia. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry to cut you off, Julia. Our next caller is Amber. And Amber, you're live.
Hi. I was
Hi there.
Hi, Amber.
Hi. I was wondering if by any chance if you could tell me anything about my children.
Before we start with that, do we have their permission to speak about them on the air?
Huh? Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Are they adult children or small children under 18?
They're under 18.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm always a bit cautious about speaking publicly about other people. So in this case, I just want their first name and age and the question about them, please, so I can only be specific and I don't upset any apple carts as far as privacy goes.
Okay, her name's Evelyn and she's three.
Okay, just the one child you want to talk about?
Yeah, she's the one I'm most worried about.
And what's your question?
Has anything happened to her that shouldn't have happened to her?
Okay. It's always a bit difficult when it comes to children. Your intuition is right, and you need to think carefully about the people that are in your life and how you go about removing her from that place.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I want to encourage you to be brave and step up and step back, step away. Okay?
Okay.
You have a choice. You're at a crossroad right now. You have a choice to keep going down the status quo and keep knowing that things aren't right and keep feeling hopeless, or take control and move now.
Okay.
Do your research. You come on the weekend, do your research, go. See what money's available to you from private institutions, people who are philanthropists, whatever. Go.
Okay.
There is an energy around your child which is not correct.
Okay.
Move away from the energy.
Okay.
I feel like you have a lot of happiness ahead of you, and I feel like your daughter can have quite a happy life. Because when I focus on Evelyn, I see her bouncing around, doing like gymnastic style stuff, being a cheerleader and having friends. When I focus on her in the future, like down the track, I see a girl with a lot of sunshine in her face. So I see somebody who has a good future ahead of her, okay? But it depends on your decisions you make now, okay?
All right,
good luck with that. I would also just say I don't know what the state of affairs is as far as whether or not you can get funding to go and see a psychologist, but I would recommend that you do. And if Evelyn is able to talk, sometimes little kids at that age aren't very good at talking, but if she is able to talk, then a child psychologist would be perfect for her as well. But you need to get that mental health support right now. Okay, good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you, Amber. God bless. Okay, just a minute. We're trying to disconnect. Our next caller is Tonette, and Tonette, you are live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Hi, Tonette, how can I help you?
Yes, hello. I would like to know information whether or not a friend of mine by the name of Desiree will be coming to live with me in my home.
Okay. You'd like to spend more time alone, even though you've got this person coming to live with you? Do you feel that?
She's wondering if the person is going to come to live with her.
Yes,
right.
I know
is
that.
She going to move
but
in?
But I also feel.
Sorry.
Sorry, I'm getting a bit of information about Tanette, and then there's this information about Desiree.
Got
it. Desiree going to come and live with her?
Okay.
Yes, well, the answer is yes. Desiree will come and live with you. However, for you, Tanette, you need solitude. So you need to put some rules up around it because there's a significant event that's creating this situation, life event, and Desiree may be going through that, and she'll need quiet time as well. So this needs to be like a quiet space, but it also needs to be a space where she can learn to stretch her wings and fly. There's a time now for her to really grow, learn, and then gather herself for the next stage in her life. So know that her coming is a landing point for her to heal and then move forward again. Don't expect that she'll stay for a long time. Okay? Good luck with that one.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, Tonette. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Our next caller is Deanna, moving right along. And, Deanna, you're live.
Hi. Thank you, David. Hi, Kat. This is Deanna. And my
Hi,
question
Deanna.
Is, how are you?
Good, thanks.
My question
Go ahead, Deanna.
Is
What's your
one,
question, honey?
Yeah. My question is about when do you see me going back to work? I'm not sure.
Deanna, did you come off of work because you weren't well or you had an injury?
Yes, that's part of it.
Mm.
I have to let them know when I'm ready, and I haven't.
Okay. No, I'm just pulling some cards. Deanna, I feel when I focus on you, I've got a period of four around you. And I also, so 4 weeks, months, or years. So, I mean, if you're wanting to get back into work soon, I would say weeks or months rather than years. But I would also caution you about taking on too much at home or in your personal life as far as caring for other people go. You're a giver, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, and there's someone
yeah.
who's got me a little
so
bit worried.
You need to make sure that you've got your boundaries up a little bit because other people, you know, as much as you care for them, they've got to fix their own lives and they've got to grow themselves. And if you can take on too much, then you'll burn yourself out and then you won't be able to get back into work. So I feel like there's a warning I need to give you is to say, you know, I'll give a man a fish today and he can eat, or teach him to go fishing and he can eat for life. You need to sort of say, here's the way, now you go and learn it. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself burnt out and you won't be able to get back. And that,
okay.
to me, your work is some sort of outlet. It's a lifeline. That's what Spirit's saying to me, The work that you will be doing in the future is sort of like a lifeline and gives you something that nothing else can. So by burning out and not being able to go back, you'll lose a part of who you are. So don't throw caution to the wind by caring too much. Care about yourself as well and keep some boundaries up. And good luck, Deanna.
Thank you. You did say 1 week to 1 month, right?
No, I got a period of four around you, so four days, weeks, or months.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
I don't get specific dates. I get periods of time, and Spirit chucks a number in my mind when I focus on periods of time. And the period of time that I saw when I focused on you was the number 4. So
thank
that
you
was
very
four
much,
days,
Kat.
Weeks, okay,
that sounds right to me.
Anna.
Thank you very much, Kat. Thank you, David. I want to keep on listening.
Okay,
Kat,
very good. Thank you. Okay, our next caller is Sharon. And Sharon, you are live.
Thank you. Hello? Hello? Thank you.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, how can
you hear
you?
Me? For the next couple of months, do you see more money coming in, please? Through the results of my work.
As soon as you asked that, I got a yes.
Oh, yay!
I get a steady growth.
I'll take it. Oh, my gosh. I'll take it.
You need to think carefully before with your financial advice, before you take out a bridging loan or some sort of loan in regards to your business.
I'm sorry. I have to think carefully before doing what? I apologize. I didn't hear that part.
Spirit just said to me she's got financial advice. There's financial advice around you, and you have to think carefully about it. So don't just take advice and go and do it. Think carefully about it first, because it's advice that's not gospel. No? And there's a temptation to get like a bridging loan or a loan on your business, and it feels like, to me, it's against your house or some sort of asset, and Spirit saying, hold back. Think carefully.
Oh, yeah.
You don't necessarily have to spend yourself. Allow the money to slowly build. It will come in. Okay? And I feel like it trickles at first, and then it's like a wall of water.
Oh, good. Oh, thank you. Gosh, that's wonderful.
Okay, so think very carefully about your beliefs, your decisions, because it will suddenly move forward for you, and you need to make sure that you've got the structure in your business up and that you're the leader. So make sure that business plan is in place. You'll really fall in love with where you're going. But there will also be new ideas and inspirations that will start to come. And as the momentum is there, you'll be able to implement them during that time rather than sort of wishing you could now. So it is a matter of, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Oh, thank you. Gosh.
Okay, good luck, Sharon.
Thank you so much.
Calling Sharon. God bless.
Thank you, David. God bless you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, we're moving on to area codes now. This is area code 216. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
I love Sharon.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't think I'd get on, actually. The last two times I've had to listen, I call when Kat's on, but I never get on. Hi.
You're on tonight.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, Sharon. How can I help you?
I just want to see what you can see for me coming up with changes in career for me.
Okay.
If I'm going to be getting an offer.
Well, last Sharon wanted to know about money, and you're wanting to know about money too. So you're wanting to know about an offer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just pulling some cards for you. I just had a vision of you with a wallet full of money.
With a what?
A wallet full of money.
Oh, okay.
Did you
get
Sean?
Okay. My finance, but yeah, I'm looking for a new, but go on. I'll just listen.
Yeah, sorry. As I'm focusing on you, I'm picking up on you, and I just had a vision of you with expensive gloves on, with a wallet full of money, and I can see where you're at now. There's a false sense of entrapment. Where you're going, you need to communicate your vision either to yourself or to others, but you need to start communicating the vision of who you are and what your career is, and believe in that, and then stretch your wings, and the offer that you want is not just going to come into your lap. You do have to go and get it. But I feel like with a renewed sense of understanding about who you are and where you're going with your belief in yourself, that you will be able to generate enough interest in you and what you have to offer that people will be screaming at you for more. So it's a matter of how do I hold back rather than is there going to be an offer coming to my lap? Is how do I hold back the work coming to me because I've put myself out there for it? So,
I know. I'm interviewing.
Really,
believe
right now, redesign yourself.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
You said redesign?
Well, yeah. So you've got a career path and you've got an understanding of who you are, but step back because there's a sort of a sense of not feeling right where you're a round peg in a square hole. Step back and look at how you can package yourself in another way. But I feel like you need to really be in that self-belief. You're asking for some offer to come to you, but Spirit's saying, hey, what about who you are? Let's look at you and get more excited about you and see how shiny and wonderful you are, and then let's produce that you to the world and see what happens. Because where you're at now, yeah, it's good, but it's not the full shiny package. So it's about getting more excited about your life and having that sense of belief in yourself that you can. So I guess you're being challenged to step up to the next level, and the Spirit's saying, yes, it's for you, but you need to step up.
Okay. Do you get a time?
Right. Good luck with that, Sharon.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Sharon. Good night.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're moving right along here, folks. We're not going to get to everybody, so copy down Kat's website. Done a personal reading with her, and she's absolutely wonderful, as you may have gathered from tonight's brief readings. But her website is katedwardsclairvoyant.com, and that's Kat with a C. Clairvoyant is spelled CLAIRVOYANT. katedwardsclairvoyant.com. And our next caller is area code 619, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Hi, my name is Denisha.
Hi, Denisha.
Hi.
Hi, Denisha. How can I help you?
Well, I've been seeing the Grim Reaper around me, and I'm wondering if it means anything.
Denisha, there's a common misconception that death is a big, scary, horrible thing, but in fact, death supports life, and death means transition. So when we do tarot cards and we see the death card, it often means that there's a change, a big change in that person's life. So I would ask you to no longer feel fear around seeing anything to do with death, but rather to accept and welcome that death is a transitionary energy, but also to recognize that death supports life. When we look at life, we see that there's the pillars of life, and death, and fear. And those four pillars are what makes things move. Now, fear is important because you don't want to walk in front of a car. No, you don't want to get bitten by a snake. There's certain things that your instincts are there for a good reason. You shouldn't be governed by it, but it's there for a good reason. And the same with death. It's there for a good reason. It supports life. When you sit down to eat your meal, whether you're a vegetarian, vegan, or you're a carnivore, omnivore, you're eating something that has died. Mm-hmm. The plant has been pulled out of the ground. It has been chopped up and made into a salad. The animal has passed away and been turned into a steak. The death supports life so that life can live on.
So
the
it's like
you
drive some
used to be a pulsating mineral in the ground. Don't fear death. Understand that it supports life. So if you are seeing some, if you're seeing death around you, please don't fear it.
So it's like somebody somebody going to die or something?
Okay, so in that part of it, Denisha, it's unethical for me to start saying things like that. I don't want to say something like that, someone does die and you get very upset, you might want to try and sue me. But apart from the legalities of things, it's just not very nice to start talking about that. People really love each other, and we don't want to be starting to put fear about somebody else passing away.
Well, I was wondering if it has anything to do with me, like personally, since it's around me.
It's a transition. If you have a look, if I had more time with you and I did your numerology, I wouldn't be surprised if you're in a personal year that's either a 9 or a 1. You're going through a transition period in your life now. Okay? Instead of fearing that, embrace it and put love into it. Love the transition and the change. Don't fear it.
Okay.
This isn't a time for fear. This is a time for love.
Does that make sense, Denisha?
Yeah, a little bit. It's just kind of freaky to see it, but it makes sense.
Transition isn't always about death, is it, Kat?
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, when you move house, you make a transition. When you move out of high school into college, you make a transition. When you move out of youth and into adulthood, it's a transition. Okay?
I see.
I once was a baby, but that time is gone. I'm now an adult. I went through a transition of growth. It's a transition that you're going through, and if you look at it like that, if it means that your physical body does expire, then that's the way things are, because we all die. All bodies must die. Even the body that the earth occupies will die. But we don't want to focus on negativity because it gets us nowhere. Fear is there to protect us. That's what our egos are there for, survival, and our instincts are there to stop us from getting run over by a car, bitten by a spider or a snake. It's not there to govern our lives. So focus on love right now, and you'll find that the pathway through is much easier.
Okay.
And, call on your angels to support you. Ask go to the highest unconditional love through Creator Source. I call upon my guardian angel through the highest unconditional love through Creator Source to be with me now, to guide me through this period in my life, to protect me and show me how I can make things easier, better, and more loving for me and my family in this moment in time.
Okay, Denisha.
Okay.
Good luck.
All right.
God bless
you.
You're welcome. We've had way more than 20 callers tonight, folks. The response has been overwhelming. I'm going to area code 561, and this will probably be the last reading. Sorry, Regina, I see that you were next in line. Better luck the next time, but you never know. Area code 561, what is your name, please?
Hi, it's Stacy. Thank you so much for taking my call. I just want to know if you see like a time frame or any description of the next person I'll be dating that I actually am interested in. You know, somebody I'm going to like.
Hi, Stacy. Kat here.
Hi, Kat. How are
you?
You
have a little cat meowing in your background.
Yeah. I got two male cats. They found me. That's funny. You hear them. Yeah.
That's how it works.
Tracy, when I focus on you about a period of time that was an 11, so it's 11 days, weeks, a month, but what's not year? You to find somebody who you feel is more like your perfect match. So for people who are interested in finding their perfect match, their love for their life, romantic love, I often tell people to do this exercise, and the first thing is to write down everything you don't want. So say to you, if you've had your heart broken before, then you'll know what you don't want. Write it down. Get angry. Get it out of your system. Everything you don't want, because you don't want to attract that back into your life. And then start writing down a general list of what you do want. Don't necessarily focus on a particular person, but rather a list of what you do want in your life. The kind of person you want, their values, their beliefs, things you find attractive. I mean, I find dark skin with a golden hue quite attractive. I also find white skin with a pink hue attractive. You find what you think is attractive. Write that down. Write down the features that you like in a person. Everything that you like about a person, as far as their physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health goes, get it down. But then the main thing you want is a healthy mind, a healthy heart, healthy body. And I would also encourage you to write down the things that you would like about a person as far as their habits go, their friendships and their family, their income, and the kind of lifestyle that they like to live. Man gives the universe something to focus on. There's 7 billion people in the world, you know. Half of them are the gender that you're attracted to, and then half again are old enough to go out with you, and then a third of them are single, and then it starts to boil it down more and more into one or two people that the universe can put forward to you as an offering of, would you like to go out with this one? So focus on that exercise, and know it gives the universe something to work with. But also, I encourage you to not put pressure on yourself to start, you know, is it this one, is it that one? Don't be that person. Love yourself. And the harder that you focus on, is it that one, is it this one, you won't find the right one. You'll actually push the right one away and you'll get the wrong one coming to you. By focusing on self-love and healing, you become more and more attractive. You become more and more beautiful from the inside out. And then that means that you start attracting the right one to you, and you will focus on the right things then, and the right person will come along, because you'll be in flow and in flux with your life in the right way. So I get that period of 11 around you, but I do encourage you to self-love. Okay, good luck.
Oh, thank you, Kat. The way you said that was beautiful.
Was
and
beautiful.
I love your
thank
accent.
You.
Oh, I love your accent, too.
Stacy, take care.
Oh, thanks.
Take care of those.
My other cat is here, too. I know I got 2 male cats. They found me, like, one found me in April, and this was, and then 2 months later, when my father died, one showed up at 1 month old on the screen door. How he got there is just a mystery. You know, they get along. They're always together.
That's beautiful. Well, we've got to say goodnight now, but so thank you very much for calling.
Oh, thank you, Kat. You heard
You're
my
welcome.
Cat. That was so cute. Thanks, David, for taking my call, and have a great rest of the weekend.
Glad you made it in. Well, Kat, thank you so much for joining me tonight. It's really been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's been an honor. And thanks to Len, Donna, Julia, Amber, Tornette, Desiree, Deanna, Sharon, and Sharon, Denise, and Stacey. It's been an honor to read to you tonight. Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Well, once again, we come to a close. let's take time to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night and God bless.